Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Megan,
co-founders of the Restful Project. The Restful Project helps each woman identify how to love God and her people with all her heart. We equip her with the ability to remove distractions so she can focus and live fully in the here and now.
The Restful Project is based upon the biblical concepts of practicing Sabbath rest so we can experience the fullness of shalom, peace, wholeness, blessing, and connection to Christ and Christ followers.
Hey everybody, Megan here. I am coming at you with week 3 of Advent. This week is called Joy Week. And before I sort of talk about joy, we are halfway through Advent, which is why on your Advent wreath, this candle is the pink candle. So I heard someone say the other day that they wondered why this week was pink instead of purple like the other three. And they kind of joked like, oh, maybe it's because they ran out of purple. But no, it is supposed to be pink. This Sunday marked the halfway point of Lent. And so they would symbolize this with a pink candle instead of a purple candle to just kind of show it's different and that they were halfway there. But that just made me laugh when someone said that. So there's the reasoning behind that. So the candle this week represents joy. And so that's kind of a fitting theme for this week, because I don't know about you, but by this point of Lent, By this point of Advent, I am running a little short on my joy. I do this every year. When Advent comes around, I promise myself that I am going to slow down and pause and make time for the season. And by this point of the journey, I realize that I have done exactly the opposite, and I'm exhausted, and I'm sure you are too. Because between parties and presents and obligations and bring this to work and cookies and whatever traditions your family holds, we still sometimes find ourselves getting very caught up in the day-to-day things instead of the overall season. And so I always appreciate this week of joy because it reminds me that I need to be slowing down, that this time is going by quickly. And if I don't slow down and enjoy it, it's going to be done before I even have an opportunity to really take in the meaning. So this week, when we're talking about joy, I want us to focus back on Mary. So we know Mary of the story. I think about Mary a lot in this season because in reality, she's kind of the superstar of the Christmas story. So Mary, if you look at her situation, she was a young girl, supposed to marry Joseph, was visited by an angel who told her that she would be having a child by not natural means. Then she had to go and explain to Joseph what was happening. And Joseph had within his rights, if he wanted to have her killed because she was unfaithful to him or she appeared to be unfaithful to him, he could have done that. But luckily, Joseph was a righteous man and chose just to divorce her. And then we know he was visited by the angel and they moved on. So then the real highlight of this story I want to get to is their journey to Bethlehem. So here they are, newlyweds. She is 9 months pregnant with a child. She gets on a donkey, which I would imagine is not the most comfortable form of transportation at that size, and treks it about 90 miles to Bethlehem. Once she's there, despite everything Joseph has done, she can't get a room, so they gave her a stable. And let's stop and focus on the stable for a minute, because in our nativity scenes, the stable is a very pretty, shiny thing, and we have kind of this angelic light and all the animals gathered around, and everybody just looks so clean and happy. Well, in the real Christmas story, the stable was more than likely a cave or some kind of rock formation. The feeding trough where Jesus lay was more than likely like cut into the ground, not really like a wooden trough that we see today. It would have been dark. It would have been cold. So none of these situations are pretty and clean. So Mary has Jesus without any help. She wraps him in clothes. She lies him in the manger. She's surrounded by animals. She is probably dirty and tired. Joseph is clueless and overwhelmed. And then we have these shepherds that appear. Now, I know you have probably heard this part of the story before, but the shepherds in this society were the lowest of the low. And the night shepherds were like the lowest of the lowest. So all of a sudden, Mary, who is probably just now getting comfortable after birth, is visited by society's undesirables. And they come and they tell her everything that the angel had told them in the field. Now, let's just pause and let's honestly put ourselves in Mary's situation right now. I don't know about you, but I would be less than graceful. I think I would be a little annoyed. I think I'd be very tired. I think I would be just a little over it, as we say today. But Mary, scripture tells us in Luke chapter 2, takes these things and ponders them in her heart. It says that she treasures them. So how does Mary get to this point in the story of all these circumstances? And it says that she is treasuring things. Well, I really think it's because Mary understood the true purpose and the true point of joy. You see, in today's society, we think of joy as circumstantial. Joy is what's happening around us. It's the good work, the good promotion at work. It's the compliments from our friends. It's feeling like you're in the right social circles. It's everything external in our society. But truly, and this is what Mary understood, joy comes within. Joy is not circumstantial. Joy does not look at the situations around us and determine if we're going to feel joy. Joy is a constant thing that's inside us because we know whose we are. So where you're at in your Advent season, and I don't know where you are at, maybe you are having an Advent season full of peace and joy. But maybe you are having an Advent season where you just feel like this is the most December of Decembers. So wherever you're at, I encourage us to pause. And I encourage us to realize that joy is not in our circumstances. Joy is not running from holiday party to holiday party. It is not programs and presents and bring this and bring that. Joy is inside of us. And if we as Christians are living with true joy, people should be able to see that on our faces, even at this most tiring time of year. So as you go throughout this week of joy, I just encourage you, when you are feeling overwhelmed, to pause and to stop and to think of Mary, to think of that stable, to think of the true version of the stable, and think about how she had the joy in her heart. And hopefully we can take a page out of her book and be the gracious givers of joy that Christ has called us to be. Thank you for continuing to follow us on our Advent journey. We are praying for you and we hope you are enjoying your time with the Lord during this season. Reach out to us if you have any questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey friends, it's Kristen, and today I want to tell you about our New Year's Reset session. This is happening on Saturday, January the 7th, from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. So we'll get out right before lunch. Quick, easy, simple, but it's going to be a morning filled with fellowship, functional nutrition, faith-based movement, and mindset activities. Our guest for the morning will be Valerie Thompson. She will lead us in a yoga and movement session to really help us clear our mind as we get ready for the new year. And then we'll also be walking through our guidebook 101. This is included in the price, and we're so excited just to have a morning to reset with you guys before the new year officially gets going. And so we want to encourage you to sign up today on our website, therestfulproject.com. This is a limited availability, so go ahead and get your spot now. And we're going to have a fun-filled morning, and we hope you can attend. Thanks. Talk to you real soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Restful Projects podcast.
When you join our seasonal learning community, you will receive weekly encouragement and seasonal wellness tips that will help you fight fatigue and live life fully.
Plus, you'll receive fun perks and discounted event pricing, so you're not going to want to miss out. Trust me. You can learn more about the Restful Project at our website, therestfulproject.com, or you can join our private Facebook group, which is the Restful Project Seasonal Learning Community. You can also keep up with us on Facebook and Instagram at The Restful Project. Thanks again. Have a great day. Bye.